Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, people? This your boy, Church Olukuta. Keep it locked on One Love Radio. What's up? Nikumbuka chekudala, manyumba tentebenzo seka, tiswagi yabafala, kumbwa chevanza tubenzo chinda puvuvala.
Nikumbuka chekudala, manyumba tentebenzo chinda kuzelipe na ponkala, chitentebenzo seka, tiswagi yabafala, kumbwa chevanza tubenzo chinda puvuvala.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. Or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Lusaka Water Supply successfully hosts community run to promote water security. China's firm to set up a solar power plant in Nalolo District. In international headlines, Libyan war crimes suspect arrested in Germany under ICC warrant. And in sports, Zambia and Malawi under 21 netball teams to clash in exciting friendly series ahead of World Youth Cup. And now the news in detail. Government has placed its full support for the Okusefia Pangwena traditional ceremony as it is an important cultural event for the Bemba Royal Establishment, which is held annually to celebrate the formation of the Bemba people and the nation and their subsequent achievements. Speaking during the preparatory meeting, Mungwe District of Northern Province, Deputy Permanent Secretary Beauty Undi Piri highlighted government's recognition of the ceremony's significance in preserving cultural heritage. Preparations for the ceremony are underway and Ms. Piri assured stakeholders that the government is fully behind the successful organization and execution of the event. She emphasized the importance of collaboration between government officials and traditional leaders. Meanwhile, His Royal Highness Chitemukulu Mwine Lubemba Kanyantamanga II called on citizens to preserve their culture and uphold traditional values. The Lusaka Water Security Initiative has successfully held its water security run, drawing widespread participation from the community and partner organizations. Organization Board Chairperson Yanko Mataya expressed delight over the wholehearted turnout, applauding everyone who took part, whether they ran the 10 kilometer, 5 kilometer, jogged, walked, or ran, walked. She emphasized that the event was more than just a physical activity, as it was a testament to the power of collaboration and a shared commitment to improving water security. Ms. Mataya thanked the initiative's diverse partners for their unwavering support, including CARE, WWF, NGO Awash Forum, NWASCO, GIZ, and many others. Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center Executive Director Solomon Ingoma has expressed concern over the recent decision of the ruling United Party for National Development UPND members of parliament to shoot down a motion to set up a Women and Youth Empowerment Department at the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma says the motion is a progressive step towards promoting the president's vision for empowering youths and women in the country. He says IPARC believes that the establishment of a Women and Youth Empowerment Department at CEEC would have been a significant step towards addressing the challenges faced by women and youths in accessing economic opportunities.
To take decisive action to ensure that his vision for empowering women and youth is implemented to promote economic empowerment for women and youth in Zambia. The people of Zambia deserve. The people of Zambia elected the government of the UPND, and they should be responsible to their needs and committed to promoting their welfare. It is imperative that the MPs prioritize the interests of their constituents over partisan interests as elected representatives. MPs have a duty to serve the people who elected them, not just their party.
The Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development has announced plans to establish a national super cooperative structure specifically for Zambia's gold-rich mining areas. The model will bring together chairpersons of existing mining cooperatives in each gold-producing region, creating an organized framework to enhance government support for artisanal and small-scale miners. In a statement, Mines Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kabeta explained that the gold-focused super cooperative system will improve coordination, expand training programs, as well as facilitate access to modern mining equipment, particularly targeting the unique needs of gold miners. He states that the structure will help formalize operations while ensuring miners adopt safer and more productive methods. Now, Nalolo Solar Power Energy Company, NASPEC, a private firm, says it is set to build a 300-megawatt solar plant in Nalolo District. Speaking during the District Development Coordinating Committee meeting, District Commissioner Namatama Mutandi Mupo says the solar power plant will be set up in Silita village of Sianda area in Moyo Ward. Mrs. Mupo says the company, owned by some Chinese investors, has since signed off tech agreements with the relevant government institutions for the sale of power into the national grid supply. She has appealed to the traditional leadership in the district to embrace the project and help educate the people on the importance of the solar project, as it will boost economic activities in Nalolo District. The construction of 816 housing units at Buffalo Park Barracks in Lusaka is nearing completion. The works at the site stalled in 2016 due to lack of funds, but government has resumed the release of funds, leading to tremendous progress. Speaking when he toured the barracks, Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu says he was satisfied with the pace at which the works are going. Mr. Hamaundu says government is funding the construction works in order to prepare houses which officers and soldiers will use once completed. We take a break to stay tuned.
As government, despite us being financially constrained, we continue putting resources together to ensure that this project really reaches its logical conclusion. It is important to note that over the years, there were challenges, yes, financially, and we may still have challenges financially, but with the fiscal discipline that has been demonstrated by government over a period of time, you know, we remain committed to ensuring that we make resources available so that the works that are being done here do not get stored anymore.
And just now we take a break. Do stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.